OMG, you guys, it's an Andy's Girls breaking news spectacular. Now, I want to thank Lindsay Hubbard for all of the joy and drama she has brought to us viewers, Bravoholics, over the past several years, many seasons of Summer House. But I especially personally want to thank her for getting me out of an extremely awkward dinner tonight in East Greenwich, Rhode Island, where I am here with my family, as I usually am on July 4 because it is the anniversary of my brother's accident. And there was just some awkwardness happening. And then I get a little buzz on my phone, which I was keeping close nearby. And I gasped and I said, it's a miracle. Oh, guys, I have to leave. I'm so sorry. I have to run upstairs to record an episode because there's some Bravo breaking news that I need to discuss. And so I just want to thank Lindsay. Not that I'm making Lindsay Hubbard's just announced pregnancy announcement about me, but I just want to thank her because I'm adding this to the list of stuff that's really helped me escape, literally and figuratively, from some of those tough moments in life. So listen, the news literally just broke an hour ago. Lindsay Hubbard is pregnant. Per People.com, Summer House star reveals she's expecting her first baby. So this is per People. Summer will be a different kind of fun for Lindsay Hubbard. The Summer House star is pregnant with her first baby. She revealed in an Instagram collaboration with Clear Blue, shared on Thursday, July 4th. Hubbard, 37, is expecting her baby with her new boyfriend, who she has not publicly named. She opened up about the relationship during the Summer House Season 8 reunion in June, revealing that she was dating, quote, a wonderful man. We actually went on a few dates 3.5 years ago, Hubbard said. It was just bad timing back then for him and for me. And then he kind of popped back up in December and we started dating in January. I would say it's tracking in the pretty serious direction, she added. He's been a great support. P.S. When she said tracking in a pretty serious direction, I'm sure many of us, myself included, did all of our antennas go up a little bit? There was something about that phrasing of pretty serious where I genuinely thought this woman is getting engaged like tomorrow. Like something is happening. It felt like she knew something was going on, and it turns out she quite literally did. Continuing on, the pairing comes 9 months after Hubbard's castmate Carl Radke, 39, ended their engagement. The two got engaged in August of 2022 and planned to say I do in Mexico in November 2023 before he ended things in August 2023. Sidebar, you might have heard about it. After a summer of conflict, including disagreements about Radke's next career step and lack of intimacy in their relationship. News of the cancellation of their Mexican wedding was confirmed in a letter obtained by People in September. Hubbard told People in February that she didn't envision her life looking like it did, but has remained focused on her future despite the heartache. That's included launching a new business and even pivoting her pain into power by selling her wedding dresses for charity. I think after everything was said and done, after last year, I thought my future in life was going to go in one very different direction for this year, the former publicist said. Then, when it didn't, I decided to focus on my own individual successes and what I deem as a personal success in my life. That was okay. Having kids has always been a part of Hubbard's plan. She's long discussed her desire to have a family of her own and in 2022 shared on Instagram that she began the process of freezing her eggs by starting hormone injections. The Bravo cameras documented much of Hubbard's fertility journey. I've been thinking and talking about freezing my eggs for a while, she said in a season 6 episode of Summer House. I settled in the past and I was forcing something because I was up against my own timeline. If I could just stop the biological clock and eliminate that as part of my process of choosing a partner, then maybe I can find someone who's actually meant for me. Meanwhile, rumors about Hubbard's pregnancy have been swirling on social media in recent weeks, though Hubbard stayed mum about them. And trigger warning, pregnancy loss. She had been pregnant while dating Winter House co-star Jason Cameron, but suffered a miscarriage just 24 hours after learning the news. I found out on a Monday I was pregnant, and by Tuesday I was having a miscarriage, and by Wednesday I was in the emergency room for 5 hours, Hubbard said during the season 6 premiere of Winter House. It all happened so quickly that I wasn't able to even emotionally wrap my mind around the pregnancy portion of it before I was having a miscarriage. The loss never swayed her want to start a family. I've always wanted to be a mom, she said. That hasn't changed. And tonight at 8 p.m. on July 4th, what a time in which to drop a little bit of a bombshell announcement. Lindsay Hubbard told us over Instagram in a sponsored post with Clear Blue, like, you go, queen, that she was pregnant. She said, trigger warning, this post contains more fireworks than the 4th of July. We're pregnant, with some fireworks emoji. I truly believe the universe has a bigger plan, and this is it. The second I had a feeling, I took a Clear Blue early digital pregnancy test, and getting a clear result in words made the next steps so much easier. My boyfriend and I are beyond excited to welcome our little hashtag hub cub. Oh, I love that this baby already has a hashtag. This holiday season 2024, hashtag clear blue partner, hashtag clear blue confirmed. Apologies that I did have to immediately post this on my Instagram with the caption, this baby is already better at influencing than Carl. I do have to say, when I saw the post, first off, I gasped. Secondly, I was like, thank you, God, for allowing me the privilege and joy of stepping away from my present to discuss Lindsay's future. And point number three, the fact that this is a promotional post that she made her pregnancy announcement into an ad, I absolutely stan. Like, yes, get your dollars. You are not the first Bravo Leb to have made a major announcement, or celebrity for that matter, to have made a major announcement and made it into a sponsorship opportunity. God bless. Absolutely, you should. I could argue that the entirety of her life at a certain point as a reality TV star is trying to figure out, you know, how to survive a level of monetization of intimate and sometimes upsetting points of in her personal life. So this is a moment in which she is obviously overjoyed and is celebrating and got a little bit of a check with Clear Blue. So she's certainly activated, and she's activated with a forthcoming kid. Now, couple follow-up questions. Just a couple. So if you check out Lindsay's Instagram, where there are all these like glamour shots of her holding up the Clear Blue little thingamajiggy and, you know, posing with, she's wearing a sports bra, she's got the baby bump out and proud, and jeans. And there is one of the pictures of her has the hands of, I assume, her boyfriend around her belly. They're like holding hands around her baby bump. And so when are we going to find out who this gentleman is? What is this process going to be like? First and foremost, why did she make the announcement at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on July 4? I assume that announcement was made at seemingly the last possible minute before Summer House began filming, or right after it did. I think this was just potentially just an idea, something I've been cooking for the last 15 seconds since I got the news. I think potentially that she was a little bit up against the clock of like, this announcement is going to come out, and wanting to have some control over it. And obviously also, if there's a promotional aspect, wanting to make sure that the announcement is an exclusive before she shows up with, you know, her baggage and her bump, when she shows up with her luggage and she's like, can someone please help me? Because Carl never did. And also, I'm having a baby. I assume that she wanted to get the news out. And now I would be curious, in a completely alternate universe, I don't think this happened, I don't know when Summer House is literally beginning filming. I think it's this weekend, meaning potentially tomorrow, potentially Saturday. I don't know that cameras were up before this announcement went out. It's July 4. It is entirely possible they started filming literally on July 4. She informed her castmates at some point today and then made the announcement tonight. It's also entirely possible that a lot of people are finding this out for the very first time, including people in her cast, and cameras potentially might be picked up as early as tomorrow. So what a revealing moment that will be when the cast greets Lindsay. And is Lindsay going to be greeting the cast, you know, with a special someone? At what point do we find out who this boyfriend is? Someone that she told us at the reunion she had, seen previously, and they reconnected and it feels serious, and apparently it is. So I just wonder at what point that introduction would be made. I also think, you know, I have so many initial thoughts and feels, I have to tell you. I have quite a few. First off, I do need to shout out Paige, who essentially told her during the finale, at the very, very end of the finale episode, when it was that girl's kind of debrief, where she said to Lindsay, you know, let him go, let Carl go, so that you can make room for someone new in your life and new hashtag new beginnings. Because in a year from now, you could be pregnant and married with someone who wants to make that commitment, who's all in. And here we are, however many months later, and Lindsay is expecting and has been expecting seemingly for a minute. If this is going to be a holiday baby, she's certainly passed her first trimester. So it is, you know, because math is math. It is kind of incredible to think that the last episode of Summer House, not including obviously the reunion, the last, you know, episode of Summer House Classic before shifting into the reunion episodes, which were also iconic for good and many not so good ways. But that the last episode features like this group of women finding ways to support each other, obviously to support Lindsay, and saying, listen, if you let go of Carl, you're going to be able to make room for someone in your life who might be the one, or to genuinely achieve the things that you have said and communicated so many times that you wanted. Lindsay has said over and over again that her hopes and dreams, and at points, you know, concern about being past the point in which she would be able to bear a child, and to think about what she has communicated to us, what we know about a really tumultuous relationship with her mom, a lack of a relationship, being rejected by her mom, feeling abandonment, and seeing some of that projected in how she has fought with prior partners or fought for a happy ending that didn't necessarily involve, or really truly didn't ever involve, the right person in which to achieve her goal of being pregnant and having a baby. That that has been a focus of hers and a pressure that she has put on herself, let alone her significant others, for years. We've watched that for seasons and seasons. And for Lindsay, someone who experienced rejection from her mother, someone who experienced abandonment, to see her fulfill this essentially hole that she feels that she's been missing is incredible and potentially really, really healing. I mean, we watched Kenya's journey in talking about, you know, her own experiences of being rejected by her mother and having this estrangement and being in the room with someone who didn't acknowledge her presence, the fact that she even existed, and the kind of healing that she experienced by giving birth to Brooklyn, by having Brooklyn here, by creating her own family and giving to her child the love and care that she did not receive from her own mom. And to think of Lindsay, I really think that this has so much power in helping to continue healing some of those emotional scars. The fact that truly she announced this and then 30 seconds later, they're, I think, filming next season of the show is genuinely wild. This is going to be a wild season. You know what I don't love at all? That vicious week before I start my period. I feel like I want to crawl out of my skin. I just don't feel like myself. I have crazy cravings, usually a week and a half before. I know when I want a little bit of extra sugar and some carbs that the hormones are happening. And for those who are going through menopause or perimenopause, that feeling of having a struggle to find comfort in your body or being done with menopause but still feeling like a wet sock on a busy highway. Well, lucky for me, I can manage PMS with EstroControl. And for those dealing with menopause or perimenopause, there is Hormone Harmony. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's become a phenomenon. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. And a bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. And the biggest benefit, feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. And there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony alone. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code AndysGirls at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code AndysGirls for 15% off today. After watching Lala and Sandoval's behavior on the Vanderpump Rules reunion, I developed such an intense thirst. I guess it's contagious when you're talking about Vanderpump Rules. So thank goodness for Fiji Water. Fiji Water is the number one premium imported bottled water brand in the United States. It has a perfectly balanced 7.7 pH, and unlike the other two top premium bottled water brands, Fiji Water's electrolytes are 100% naturally occurring. In fact, Fiji Water has more than double the electrolytes as the other two, giving it signature soft, smooth taste. As someone who has spoken on the pod time and time again about the importance of having electrolytes, especially this summer, Fiji fits into my lifestyle so well. Before going on a little bit of a stroll, just a short one in these warmer summer temps, I grab my Fiji water and I am out the door. Unlike some other premium bottled waters in the market, there's no ingredient statement on Fiji water because there's nothing added to the water itself. Fiji water is Earth's finest water. And as someone who's currently deep in the throes of watching Bravo's Finest Television, also known as Summer House, I know that having Fiji water by my side is keeping me hydrated and refreshed. So Lala, take that. I love chickpeas so much that at one point, my former roommate, shout out Taryn, had a little bit of an intervention with me about my daily chickpea intake. I love it so much, but unfortunately, in the wild world of podcasting and just living in New York City, I don't have the time to give the chickpeas the love they deserve, which is why I love Cook Unity. Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week, and it's cheaper than other delivery options. My friend of the Moroccan chickpea tagine with turmeric rice. It features my beloved chickpeas as the star of the show, and a big step up from my usual sauteed chickpeas with pepper and salt. There's no cooking required for a chef-quality dining experience right at home when you use Cook Unity. My food arrives fresh, never frozen, in packaging that keeps meals fresh in the fridge for up to 7 days. There are hundreds of dishes to choose from, and the menu is updated constantly. I mean, I'm vegetarian, typically dairy-free, but I err on the side of vegan. There are tons of options to choose from. Go to cookunity.com/AndysGirls or enter code AndysGirls before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using code AndysGirls or going to cookunity.com/AndysGirls today. Now, I know that there could be a question of how is this going to work with Lindsay and Carl. That was certainly an understandable conversation many of us were having leading into prior to this news going out about how Summer House was going to operate. I never for a single second thought that Lindsay nor Carl would ever seriously consider not returning to the show because their former fiance is still in the cast. Both of these people know the job. They need the job. They understand that the show brings with it, you know, potential challenges. And I don't think either had any interest in backing down. And my guess is both understood that this is the risk that you take when you start to date your best friend, who's also your cast member. If and when things don't work out, it doesn't mean that person is no longer going to exist on the cast. So certainly there could be some conversation about how they would be interacting with each other, if at all. But I felt like we got a little bit of an indicator there at the reunion in the way that Lindsay was talking about dating, in the way that she was talking about this relationship seeming, using phrasing that made it sound pretty clear that she intended for it to be serious or considered it serious, that it felt like a little bit of a change was happening in her. And I started to think to myself, because then Carl started talking about how he's not dated anyone, not kissed anyone, he's really been focused on just kind of like getting through all of this. It hasn't been a need or priority or maybe of something of interest to him. He was really just kind of like focused, I think, getting through the day-to-day, which is completely understandable. I think a lot of us can find ourselves in one of these positions, not necessarily, you know, making an announcement that you're expecting, but really just saying that, you know, breakups, especially significant breakups, can lead to big kind of moments in life, times in which you just kind of want to settle down and think and reflect, where dating couldn't be less of an interest or priority, and other situations where you're like, no, fuck that. Let me get out there ASAP and turn this future around for Lindsay, because this has been one of her goals. I mean, we've seen the lists, we've seen the conversation, she's talked about her timeline. Fascinating thing here is they both talked about seemingly the pressure that they were under to start trying for a family, because I think it was, according to Carl, like the, you know, wedding happening in the fall of 2023, Lindsay wanted to start getting pregnant in January. Turns out the timing for Lynn's lined up with something close to that. It just wasn't Carl, the person that she was going to, you know, become parents with. And for Lynn's and for Carl, just the way that they were talking about kind of where they found themselves now, Lindsay was communicating to us and trying to make clear to us that she seemed happy and secure with whatever the hell situation she was in at that point. Now we know it's like incredible and involving a baby, a bambino on the way, that she really, what's going on with the voices? What's happening? That she seemed to be wanting to communicate to us that she was at peace. And I thought to myself, like, this is a good position to be in, because I think if it had been Carl who had moved on and was in a relationship and found peace, I think the level of agitation from Lindsay would be at a 34 versus this situation where Lindsay has told us over and over again, this is what she wants. She's achieving that. She's obviously moved on pretty quickly. She's in this, told us during the reunion, significant relationship, serious relationship. And I think, you know, while I can't imagine what Carl is feeling right now, I do believe him when he says he wants the best for her. These were people who were planning to get married because, spoiler alert, they loved each other. And I think some of that love still remains. The fact that they were friends, best friends, before they, you know, for lack of a better term, on July 4, especially, dove headfirst, a thing I do not ever encourage you to do, into a serious relationship. You know, I think a person could really take a little bit of a look-see on what went wrong in their relationship and why this was sort of destined not to work out, because their personalities were just so separate. And do I think that they are going to be besties again? Probably not. But I do think that this creates enough distance and enough resolution that Lindsay, someone who communicated to us, Nick Viall, other podcasters, that she was blindsided and betrayed. The fact that she is moving on at this point expeditiously and is communicating to us how happy she is, how thrilled she is, and God bless her for it. It just, to me, inspires just a little bit of enough of a distance to add more nuance to what could have happened in Summer House had this announcement not been made. Had Lindsay gone in there, maybe potentially guns blazing, it's not to say she won't be activated. I'm sure she will. I mean, hormonal Lindsay is going to be a fascinating Lindsay to watch. But I do also think it shifts the dynamics to such an extreme that it might actually allow some guards to be let down and maybe seeing a little bit more of peacemaking between Lindsay and Carl, which I would love to see, by the way. I think that that would be incredible to see, to bear witness. And I think it would be unexpected, as this news was maybe for many people to hear. I don't get into pregnancy speculation. That's just not my that's not my niche. That's not a corner of the universe online or otherwise in which I typically find myself. But I know that there were rumors that allegedly Lindsay had been cast on Traitors and potentially had tried to hide a pregnancy. And somehow Dorinda was involved in this. I might be getting some of this, the rumors and speculation, the nastiness. I might be getting some of this wrong, so I apologize. And again, this was a true gossip mill sitch speculated about online. But that somehow Lindsay was cast on Traitors, had hid her pregnancy, and then I guess Dorinda maybe potentially found out and told production Lindsay was immediately replaced or something else. To be honest, I'm sure we'll hear more about this, maybe from Dorinda's radio show on Radio Andy before anything else. I would assume that we would hear some sort of clarity from Dorinda on the matter sooner than later. But I don't understand how that could be possible, because the physical and mental evaluations in advance and the medical history in advance of going on a show like Traitors are so intense that I just don't know how it would be possible to potentially hide something like that. It just, to me, doesn't pass the smell test. It doesn't mean that it didn't happen. And don't we love a double negative, let alone triple? My God, it is entirely possible that that happened. I just don't really understand the mechanics behind it when I think of it in a literal sense. But it's something that people were speculating about. And now that Lindsay has made her announcement, maybe people will be circling back on that a little bit. I don't know. I did think it was odd that she wasn't cast on the show. I felt like that would have been an obvious move. We know Sierra is a part of the cast, which I also think is excellent casting, but I was surprised that Lindsay didn't make the show, because, I mean, listen, if Tom Sandoval's making the cast, who else has been so heavily discussed in the Bravo universe? I would think Lindsay Hubbard, and also her personality type is just genuinely perfect for a reality competition show, and especially one that also has more than a little bit of Clue-esque energy. So there's a lot here. There's a lot here that might come out when it that might kind of shift dynamics. I think, you know, something that Andy got into on Radio Andy when he was talking about having faced some critique from, from viewers who felt like he was taking sides and not being critical enough against Carl, against Kyle, that there it appeared that there was a little bit of a slanted strategy that was not as kind or generous to Lindsay as it was to other members of the cast. And his response to that essentially was, you know, I wish it had been three parts, and I hear you, and I did do those things, but the editors didn't include them, which you can either believe or not, or maybe find yourself in some kind of happy medium. But because the dynamics with the cast seemingly shifted so much from triage style support of Lindsay in that girls, you know, women supporting women scene at the end of the finale to cast members discussing their complicated history and dynamics with Lindsay and feeling like she was strategic, feeling like she was manipulative, it did not necessarily leave the cast in the greatest possible position to return to some of that finale support each other energy. But I do think that this announcement is going to change the game once again. I do think that we will probably get some snarky confessionals from Paige. I would expect it. But I also think the women are going to be genuinely happy for her because they know that this is something that she really, truly wanted.
If staying hydrated was an Olympic sport, I would get a gold medal every time.
Now, AGs know that I take staying hydrated really seriously. I happen to have a health condition, which requires a precise focus on hydration and electrolytes throughout the day. And especially with the summer heat in New York City in full swing, staying hydrated and having those electrolytes is more important than ever before. That's why I love Liquid IV. Liquid IV delivers better hydration than water alone with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients, including my beloved sodium. God bless. It is so easy to use. My favorite thing to do is chill a bottle of water, throw that in my bag, go for a light, lovely little stroll, and I enjoy a packet of Liquid IV in that water. So I can stay my best throughout the day. It's so easy. My personal favorite is lemon lime. I also love adding Liquid IV to some seltzer and have a little bit of a spritz when I'm back in my apartment. Liquid IV is also the hydration multiplier. It's perfect for before, during, and after workouts. And for me as a chronic walker, I love, love, love taking a stroll around New York. It's the perfect complement, and better to have some Liquid IV electrolytes and hydration before you start to feel bad. I always have a couple sticks in my bag wherever I go. Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code ANDY at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today by using promo code ANDY at liquidiv.com.
Now, you guys know I love a solo trip to Paris, but there have been a couple instances while on vacay at my home away from home where I'm walking through an arrondissement and the directions that I'm given are not great. I have found myself multiple times late at night on these kind of side streets, which sure might get me back to my hotel a little quicker than not, but don't make me, a single woman, comfortable, especially when traveling alone. That's why I love Life 360. It gives me peace of mind and also my mom, who knows when I'm on vacation that I'm okay. She can check in as she does daily, but also by checking Life 360, she's able to see where I am and when. There are times where I miss a text or a call, and that's not just when I'm on vacation. It's obviously also when I'm back home. Life 360 works to bring that necessary peace of mind. And there are ways to customize according to your lifestyle. Life 360 has phone finding features called tiles. You can use them to find a lost item. That gives me a lot of comfort, especially because I'm someone who constantly misplaces things, including my keys. Life 360 is a lifeline during emergencies, especially with free crash detection, which sends you an alert if someone in your circle is in an accident. It has your family's back when they're on the road with things like crash detection, emergency dispatch, road assistance, driver report cards. You can track your stuff with Tiles, stay connected with loved ones without constantly bugging them, and make everyday family life better. Parents have enough to worry about. Breathe easier with Life 360. Visit life360.com or download the app today and use code AndySCrolls to get 1 month off of the gold package for free, plus 15% off all Tiles. That's life360.com. Use code AndySCrolls. I know summer is upon us when I get just the instinctive need and desire for a veggie dog and a veggie burger. And maybe putting on my sunglasses, which I also happen to wear at night during wintertime as well. And for those delicious summer grilling meals and outdoor entertaining, bread and buns are essential when you're serving up those burgers, hot dogs, sandwiches, and more. That's where Hero Bread steps in. Hero Bread reinvented the bread and buns that make summer great. Fluffy, delicious flavor and texture with no net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber. Hero Bread fits perfectly into so many different lifestyles and health goals. Getting enough fiber, cutting down on sugar, adding more protein, Hero is here to save the day. Hero Bread has all your favorites with no consequences or compromises. 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and high in fiber. Keep the carbs out of summer without compromising flavor with Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co and use code Andy at checkout. That's Andy at hero.co.
I do think, speaking of wanting, what does this mean for Kyle and Amanda, who have been struggling to find a happy medium of what Amanda wants in her life from the perspective of wanting to move out of the city, wanting to start a family, wanting to create an identity that she feels like doesn't necessarily currently exist in business separate from Kyle? It doesn't feel like they were really working toward that as a goal. In fact, I found it very odd that now we're just seeing more of Kyle DJing on Instagram versus, I guess, seeing that, but also seeing some forward movement from Amanda of really truly working on a project. I think I saw she was doing press for something and mentioned that, you know, she was working on the idea of how to, you know, make herself more independent and that somehow it would be a part of Loverboy, which gave me pause because I thought the whole point of this was to separate from having being some like subsidiary part of what Kyle himself essentially calls his business, that they are not really true partners in this, you know, dream of Kyle's that was not necessarily a dream of Amanda's. So I wonder how this Lindsay news is going to affect their relationship, like what the current conversation between them is of how Amanda is working on separating herself and feeling more independent and feeling like she's being respected specific to what she brings, like the value that she brings, having a better understanding of what she was experiencing from a mental health perspective. Also, have I used perspective 45 times in this episode? You're so welcome for that. You know, Kyle said during the reunion that he respected her mental health journey, and that's why he didn't necessarily want her to leave the company and go on her own, which is very different from his behavior during the season itself. I would be curious to see where they are. And maybe if Kyle comes in a little bit with his tail between his legs, a little, because he was dragged so heavily and forcefully, not by Andy, unfortunately, but certainly by a large part of the audience, because his behavior during the reunion and his behavior during the season itself was relatively dreadful. And also, Kyle's favorite thing to do is yell at Lindsay. At the end of the day, Kyle's perspective, oh my God, I said it again, I'm so sorry. Kyle's opinion of Lindsay and Carl's breakup, the fact that, you know, Andy asks questions during the reunion and the producer asks questions during the after show about how Carl felt about his relationship with Lindsay. And in both cases, Kyle stepped in front of his best friend to share his thoughts. Do you see how I was trying to stay away from that word? About how he was affected by their fighting, and his thinking around their breakup is a little bit of a wild take. So if there is the possibility that Kyle will make Lindsay's pregnancy announcement into a story about him, I wouldn't doubt it. I think that is entirely possible. Absolutely. And also, because Kyle loves yelling at Lindsay so goddamn much, is he going to be able to control himself from yelling at an obviously pregnant woman? I don't know. I'm not sure, especially because Summer House does include all of that goddamn alcohol, you know, most especially his own company, because the background, I mean, honestly, the brand messaging of Summer House is like presented by Loverboy. Loverboy is at least a friend of. I wonder for Kyle if he's going to be able to control himself. He's not typically in control of his temper. Maybe he does the person he's yelling at the favor of not yelling directly at them, just like throwing, what was it, a can of Loverboy or something against the garage. It's not necessarily a great indicator of his emotional maturity and growth, but I do actually think that this is going to be potentially a little bit of a challenge for him. And Lindsay is going to have clear eyes and looking at it. She's not going to be drinking. It's not going to be a conversation of her, you know, potentially doing too much after having a glass or two of wine or any conversation around that. She is going to be stone cold sober. And in the light of day, that is going to add a different level here to how she's behaving in moments that might be a little extra stressful, but also in her memory of what happened. That's going to be kind of fascinating to watch. I cannot get enough of this announcement. I really genuinely can't. I think this is truly just a great forward movement, huge announcement from Linz. It's meaningful. I'm so happy for her at the end of the day. This is something she has told us so many times that she wanted. You know, obviously she's in this new relationship. I know that she knew this person before, but she's in a new relationship and she's already pregnant. So hoping the best. I mean, I cannot imagine a more stressful undertaking for a couple to go through. I mean, obviously there are several examples of stresses a person can have in life, but there's no bigger commitment to me than, you know, coming together and having a kid. So I am hopeful that this is someone who's deserving of Lindsay's commitment and love. I mean, they're going to be in each other's lives forever, seemingly. So I hope it works out. It's genuinely one of those moments where I gasped and I was so happy for her. I really, truly was. And it is absolutely going to reshift dynamics on Summer House. I think 180 degrees. I think this is going to be a wild season. And if there's anyone that I think could ride this wave of handling a huge, huge sudden shift. I mean, it's news to us. It hasn't been news to Lindsay for, you know, a couple months, potentially several months. I really, truly believe that she's going to know how to handle this. And also her influencer energy. I mean, my God, you know, that's a big business. And she's going to figure out a way to navigate it and make sure that she is and continues to be potentially financially stable for her new family. And so God bless her for it. Mazel of the day, Lindsay Hubbard. And I just felt like I needed to record a little bebe episode for this baby new beginning for Hub's House. So I don't even know what the title of this episode will be, but hopefully something that makes you laugh and or smile. Listen, guys, thanks for all of your love about the episode that I put out. I also posted on social media giving just a little bit more information and specifics about what July 4 means to my family and just kind of shifting my perspective on what is typically and historically just a really, really difficult day. And I got messages from so many of you, including parents saying, you know, I'm not going to dive. I had conversations with my kids. I listened to your explanation of this on a previous July 4 episode of Andy Scrolls. And I've had that conversation and reiterated to my kids, no diving. Diving is a no-go. And here's why. And, you know, to hear from people who were able to do that and used my family as an example, talking about diving safety, the fact that the safest dive is the one that you do not take. It's just, it could not be it's genuinely music to my ears. There's nothing that a person could say that is more meaningful than to hear that you are potentially changing the way that you swim, your approach to pools and diving safety and water safety, because we are unfortunately, you know, among the worst case scenarios of what can happen in the blink of an eye in an absolute instant. So I just want to say thank you to everyone for your support. And I just felt the need to kind of reshift kind of thinking and add a little bit of a light on a day that for many of you is celebratory, understandably so. And for me is a little bit different, a little more intense and sad. So getting that news from Lindsay, I was like, I'm holding on tight to this. And I feel like I want to record an episode. So here we are, little Bambino baby app. Let me know your thoughts and feels. Slide into my DMs on Instagram at Dame Galley. Of course, you could join the Andy's Girls Patreon. Number one way to supporting the pod. You get exclusive bonus episodes and so much more at patreon.com/AndysGirls. Thanks to all of you for listening to this episode. Can't wait to hear your thoughts and feels. Let me know on the little social graphic for this ep on IG, and I will chat with you soon. Bye-bye.